الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So inshallah tonight we'll be covering the 50th verse. We start with Surah An-Naba. So in this surah, they ask about the Day of Judgment, and Allah Ta'ala says that they will shortly come to know. And look at how powerful Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is. He created the mountains, and He created for us our wives and sleep and night and the day and the seven heavens. And the sun and the rain with which He takes out the crops. And when the trumpet is blown, people will come, and the skies will be open for the angels to descend. And indeed, hell is waiting. And they are going to remain in hell for a very long time, and they will have nothing to drink except for vile fluid and pus. And they'd never really counted on there being a final day, and all of their deeds were recorded, and they'll have to taste the punishment based on what they did. On the other hand, the righteous will be successful, and there will be gardens with maidens and goblets, and on the Day of Judgment, no one will be able to speak. One will dare to speak except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the disbelievers will wish that they would be turned into dust. The next surah is Surah Naziat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears here by the various angels that we will be resurrected. The trumpet will be blown two times, and people's hearts will be throbbing. And these people think that it will not happen, but it will just take a moment for it to happen, and everyone will be brought onto the plane. And then we're told, reminded about the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he was told to go to the Pharaoh and tell him to purify himself. But instead the Pharaoh said, well, I am God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him with punishment. And then we're asked, is the sky more difficult to make than us? I mean, He's the one who raised the sky. He spread out the earth, and He brought out water. He made the mountains for us to benefit. The people who prefer the world, they are the ones who will go to hell. But the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exercise self-control, those people will go to heaven. And when they're resurrected, it will seem like they only spend a portion of the afternoon or an afternoon in the world. And then we come to Surah Abasa. In this surah, the Prophet ﷺ was actually addressing one of the great leaders of the Quraysh, when a blind Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum came, and he asked the Prophet ﷺ, and he sort of frowned because he was hoping that this leader would come to Islam. And so the Prophet ﷺ is reminded that this person is arrogant, and yet you're going behind him rather than you should be just focus on this person who came to you humbly and in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is lofty, and it's just a reminder. And we're told how ungrateful man is, that he was created from such a low fluid, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us life, and then He gives us death, and He'll resurrect us. And the course of humanity and the duration of humanity will have to run its course. And we're told to look at food, because in the same way that the rain comes down, and you know, from a seed in the dead earth, there comes out life. In the same way, we can also be resurrected. And on the Day of Judgment, everyone will be running from each other, from their mother, their wife, their children. And some faces on that day will be gleaming, and others will be dark and dusty. Then we come to Surah Kuwarat. When the Day of Judgment comes, the sun, the stars, the mountains, all will be wrapped up. And the people will be gathered, or the animals will be gathered, and the seas will وإذا الرسل وإذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدر وإذا الجبال سيئة وإذا العشر وتر وإذا الوحوش وحشر وإذا مثل والنفوس زوج وإذا الموت سيئة. Yeah, and when the souls will be gathered and the seas will be on fire, and the girl, and we know in Jahili times they used to bury their girls, so that girl will be resurrected, and she'll be asked, what was your crime? Why did they do this to you? And the scrolls of deeds will be unrolled, and what's that called? Hell will be set ablaze, and heaven will be brought close, and then a man will know what he had sent for his future. And then he swears by the stars and the night and the morning that the Quran is being conveyed by the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and that Rasulullah is not crazy, and he actually did see Jibreel, and this message is not from Shaitan. And then he asks, where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. It's just a reminder, and we're told that we can't do anything without the will of Allah. Then we come to Surah Infitar. The 30th juz has a lot of surahs. So in Surah Infitar, we're told when the sky will be split, and the stars dispersed, and the seas burst forth, and the graves overturned, a man will know what he sent forth and what he left behind. And then we're asked, what distracted you from God? I mean, what made us careless about this Allah? I mean, he, at the end of the day, he actually made us. And people... ما خلقك بالذي خلقك فسواك فعدل في أي سورة ما شرك إلا بل تكذبون بالدين. But rather the problem was that people denied the final day, but he's been watching, and our deeds are being written down, and the good people will be in heaven, and the bad ones will go to Jahannam, and people will not be able to avoid that day. That day when no one will have any power to help anyone else. Then we come to the Mutaffifin. Over here, the people of Medina, before the coming of Islam, used to tutoring and giving and taking. So they're instructed to be just when they measure and take something. And they're asked, don't you think that you'll be resurrected? And the criminals will basically be headed to a terrible prison. And woe to the deniers who basically say that this Quran is just old tales. There's actually rust on their heart, and they'll be veiled from seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And they will enter the very hell that they deny. And the right will be in the seventh heaven, and they'll be on thrones in a blissful state. They'll have wine sealed with musk, and we're told to compete for this reward. And these believers used to laugh and mock and say that with regards to the believers, that they're astray, they're messed up. And now the believers will have the last laugh, because they'll be laughing at them. It's payback. Then we come to Surah Inshiqaq. The sky will be split and the earth emptied, and we're headed back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we have to meet. And the person who gets his book in his right hand will have an easy reckoning, and he who gets his book from behind will wish for death. And these were people who were living it up in the dunya, and they didn't think they were going to return, but now they have to go to hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And these are now going to hell, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And he swears by the twilight and the night and the moon that we're going from one next, and why don't people prostrate when they hear the Quran? And the Prophet is told to give them the glad tidings of painful punishment, except for the person who believes and does good works. Next, we come to Surah Al-Buruj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the sky, by the Day of Judgment, by the Friday, by Jum'ah, by the Day of Arafah, the people of the ditch are cursed. Basically, what happened was there was a group of people, and there's a long backstory about this that involves a sorcerer and a monk and a boy who learned the grand name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then his people, many of them brought faith, and the ones that were in charge began to persecute them, and they dug a ditch to throw them in the ditch and burn them. And they were being burned for no reason other than their belief. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness over everything. And the persecutors who don't repent will be in hell, and those who have iman and do good deeds will be in Jannah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a people with his punishment, it's severe, and he can do whatever he wants. And in And isn't had not the stories of the Pharaoh and Thamud not come to them? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded those people. And the Quran is in Lawh Mahfuz and is preserved from any change. Next, we come to Surah Tariq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the sky and star that there's a guardian of every person to protect them, like a guardian angel. And then he asks us to look at what we're created from. I mean, just from a small drop of liquid. And he can definitely bring us back. And that day, the secrets will be exposed. And he swears by the sky and the earth that this is not a joke. And they are devising, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is devising, so just leave them for a little while. And then we come to Surah Al-A'la. We're told, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created everything, he makes crops, and then he makes them dry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the Quran such that he will not forget, and he knows everything. And he will make doing good things easy, and the deen easy for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is kind. And it's up to people. The people who have fear of Allah, they'll remember, but the wretched will avoid it and avoid the reminder, and they enter hell. And surely the person who purifies themselves, that is the person who's successful and the one who prays. But people, they prefer the worldly life, even though the hereafter is much better and much more abiding. And this is the same message that came in previous scriptures. Next week, Surah Khushya, we're informed that when they will have to enter when they have to enter the fire and drink boiling water and eat thorny plants that don't even get rid of their hunger, and it doesn't even nourish them. But then there were others who and carpets, and then we're pointed towards the different signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world around us. For example, creation of the camel, the raising of the sky, the placing of the mountains, and the spreading of the earth. And the messenger's job, the prophet's job, is only to preach, and the people who turn away will be punished, and people have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will hold them to account. Next, we come to Surah Fajr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the dawn, by the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, by the night. And this is enough of an oath for someone who has sense. And we're told about Ad and Thamud and the Pharaoh and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them. And how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something good to people, they say, oh, Allah has honored me. But when he tests them, then he says, God has disgraced me. And these people, they're greedy. They unlawfully eat inheritance. And then we're told, like, when the earth is destroyed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and the angels will come in rows and hell will be brought, and people will realize at that point, but it will be too late. And then he'll wish that he could have sent forward good deeds. And no one will punish the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish on that day. But the righteous, they'll be called back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll be happy with them, he'll be pleased with them, and he'll enter them into his paradise. Then we come to Surah Balad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here swears by Mecca and Adam alayhi salam and his children. And the one that he has created man. And that man has been created and life is a hard struggle. And does man really think that no one has power over him and that no one sees him? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you eyes in the first place. So how can he not see you? And he showed him what's right and wrong. But the person doesn't take the right path that is hard, you know, the uphill struggle, which involves many good deeds. For example, freeing the slave or feeding the poor or the needy. And such a person was not with the believers. Then we come to Surah Ash-Shams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here swears by the sun, the moon, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَى وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَنَى وَالنَّهَارِ and the day. And the night, and the sky, and the earth, and by the soul. And then that the one who is successful is the one who purifies their lower self, their nafs. And then we're told about Thamud and how the camel came and how they sacrificed it and how Allah they killed it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them for their sin. Then we come to Surah Al-Layl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the night and the day and the one who created men and women. that people's efforts are diverse in the sense that some people do really good things and other people do really bad things. And they have like almost different paths. So they're so far away. And the one who does good, meaning who gives charity and fears Allah, then he will be led towards heaven. And the one who's miserly and rejects will be led towards hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything in this world and the next. And we're warned of the fire and who will enter it will be the people who are unfortunate. But those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will avoid it. And these are the people who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Then we come to Surah Al-Duha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the forenoon and the night that he has not abandoned the Prophet and that he's not mad at him, because this was, there was a period of time where the revelation had stopped, and that he will, and another, there's a different sabab in Nuzul as well, like, he didn't get up for one or two nights for prayer, and then when someone made the comment, oh, that devil that's been with you has left you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that no, that's not the case, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely give him the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be pleased, and he reminds him of the various favors that he had of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he was an orphan, and he sheltered him, or that when he didn't have the revelation and he didn't know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayah, and that when he was in need and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched him. So he says, and if he did all these things, then you should also take care of the orphan and the beggar and tell others about the blessings of Allah. We come to Surah Inshira. Over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, did we not open your chests and forgive all your previous and future mistakes and raise your name? And after every hardship there is ease. So when you're done with all your things that you have to take care of during the day and other responsibilities, you're busy, then worship Allah. Then we come to Surah Teen. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by Nuh, that was on Mount Judai, Masjid al-Aqsa, and Mount Sinai, and Mecca, that man is made in the best of forms, but he's also the worst if he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such a person will go to hell, except those who do good deeds. And what makes you reject the day? In Surah Iqra, this is the first revelation. The Prophet ﷺ is told to read in the name of Allah, who is the creator, who taught man what he didn't know, and that man has crossed the limit when he thinks that he doesn't need anyone and he doesn't need God. In fact, he's going back to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Abu Jahl, who stopped the Prophet ﷺ from praying, that he will be grabbed, and then let him call his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the guards of hell, and not to follow him, rather make sajda and come close to Allah. Then we have Surah Qadr. Over here it tells us the Quran is revealed on Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months, and that many angels descend and give peace, greetings of peace, and they bring blessings on that night. Then we come to Surah Al-Bayyinah. Over here the disbelievers are not going to stop their wrong beliefs until a clear proof comes to them, such as this messenger. And they didn't disagree until the clear proof came to them. And what were they told to do? They were just told to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and the disbelievers are in the hellfire and the worst of humanity. Surah Zilzal, the earth will, there will be a quake, and then the dead people will come out, and the earth itself will give news about what happened on its surface, and the people will be made in groups according to their actions, and every minute iota of action will be seen. Surah Adiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by different types of horses that man is ungrateful and that he loves money a lot and wealth. And what is going to happen when the graves are overturned and what is in the hearts comes out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally knows. Surah Qariyah, when the striking event occurs, people will be scattered like moths, right? And even the mountains will be made like wool, and depending on whether a person's scales are heavy or light, they will either go to heaven or hell. Surah Takathur, the people are caught up in competing in worldly things until death comes to them, and then you will surely see hell, and people will have to account for the pleasures of the world. Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time that people are destroyed, except the ones who do good deeds and encourage good deeds. And Surah Humazah, woe is to that person who slanders and goes about hoarding money and counting it, and he thinks that his money will make him live forever, but he will be thrown in the fire. Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us how he destroyed the army of Abraha, that, you know, they felt like, no one can stop that army. And he destroyed it by just these little birds that stoned them. Surah Quraysh, it's so amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined the Quraysh and he gave them food and security. They're in the middle of deserts. They should not have had any of those type of blessings. So in return, they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Surah Ma'un, we're told about the characteristics about the one who denies the day of recompense. He doesn't take care of the orphan. He doesn't encourage the feeding of the needy. And the hypocrites are neglectful in their prayers, and they show off. And they're niggardly and stingy even when it comes to small things. Surah Kawthar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when, you know, they had said to him that he's cut off, meaning that, you know, he didn't have any male children, so they thought his legacy will end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the glad tidings that he'll have a pound of the river of Kawthar in the hereafter, whose banks has tents made of pearls. And then, you know, if you put your hand into the flowing water, it would smell of the strongest musk and has containers as much as stars in the sky. So the Prophet ﷺ is told to pray and to sacrifice animals, and that the person who says that to you, he's the one who's going to be cut off. Surah Kafirun basically tells us that we and the disbelievers have different ways, and kufr is for them and Islam is for us. Surah Fath or Surah Nasr, this was an indication that the Prophet's mission was going to end, and it foretold the conquest of Mecca, and, you know, he was instructed to remain humble even in victory and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because victory comes from him. Surah Lahab, when Abu Lahab, the Prophet called the Meccan Quraysh to give da'wah, you know, Abu Lahab, he said, "Oh, may you perish. This is what you called us for." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded on his behalf, and he said that, you know, may he perish, and his money can't help him, and he will burn. And his wife used to throw thorns in the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so she's going to have the job of putting firewood for Abu Lahab in the hereafter, and around her neck will be a rope of palm fiber. Surah Ahad tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, that he's not born, he has no son, he needs no one, and that nothing is like him. Surah Falaq, we're told to seek refuge from the evil of the night, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the evil of the night, evil of magic, and the evil of the envier. In Surah An-Nas, we're instructed to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord, from shaitan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. If there's any mistakes, and if someone comes across that, we would be indebted if you point that out, and we'll try to correct that. Sometimes there's typos or whatever the case may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone who joined nightly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the reality of this Quran come to our lives. May he entrench the meanings and the spirit and the nur of the Quran into our very being. May it become our imam and our qudwa and our constitution throughout our life. May he grant us the correct fiqh and understanding of the Quran. May he make it a companion for us in this life and in the grave and hereafter, a shafa'ah and intercession for us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.